Columbia, Houston. Roger, Mike, you can go ahead and get as many VHF and sextant marks as you can here in this period of time.
Roger that.
Eagle and Columbia. About 1 minute LOS there on Columbia. It looks like we have about 51.5 for CSI, and we tend to confirm your Y dot. And break for Eagle. Verify VHF Bravo transmitter is off.
Roger, VHF Bravo is off.
Houston, recommend AF Omni, and are you go for CSI so we can let Columbia know. Over.
Roger, we're go for CSI.
Columbia, Houston, did you copy Eagle as go for CSI?
Columbia has gone behind the moon. Still a little over a minute left until Eagle goes behind the moon. We'll catch these last few minutes of tracking and any possible conversation.
We'll see you coming around the other side. Your AOS times are 1 minute ahead of the flight plan.
Okay, thank you.
This is Apollo Control. We have had loss of signal with Eagle. Quite scratchy as Eagle went over the hill to complete the 25th lunar revolution as it gets to the midpoint on the lunar far side. Ascent burn just completed. Went quite well on time at 124 hours, 22 minutes, 0 seconds ground elapsed time. Coming up on this rev, approximately 10 minutes from now, as a matter of fact, will be the concentric sequence initiate maneuver, CSI, which will raise the Eagle's perilune to some 45 nautical miles. Eagle now is in a orbit measuring 9.4 nautical miles at insertion or perilune. and 46.7 at Apolloon. This CSI maneuver will be made approximately at Apolloon, therefore the effect takes place 180 degrees later and has the effect of raising Paraloon to the desired 45 nautical miles. This maneuver will take place at 125 hours 19 minutes, 34.7 seconds. It will have a delta V or velocity change of 51.5 feet per second. All of these maneuvers, incidentally, in the rendezvous sequence by Eagle will be made by the using the reaction control system of Eagle. Following the CSI at 126 hours 18 minutes 0 seconds and 9.2 foot per second burn, probably mostly a radial burn, at 126 hours 18 minutes will twist the Eagle's orbit to an equal distance from the orbit of Columbia, what they call a constant delta height or CDH maneuver. At 126 hours 57 minutes 00 seconds, terminal phase initiate, TPI. In this maneuver, the crew visually thrust along the line of sight toward Columbia. When the line of sight is some 27 degrees above the local horizontal, this maneuver will have a magnitude of about 24.9 feet per second. And in turn, it raises the Apolloon to 60.5 nautical miles, which is approximately the altitude Columbia is orbiting. Terminal phase finalization, TPF, 127 hours 39 minutes 39.2 seconds. This is the start time for a series of small burns, which are a combination of mid-course corrections and velocity match maneuvers to bring Eagle in with Columbia and match the velocity so that they station keep for a short period for photography, etc., and move on in to docking at approximately 128 hours ground elapsed time. In all of these maneuvers, Mike Collins aboard Columbia is spring-loaded to do what is called a mirror image maneuver, approximately a minute after the Eagle is scheduled to make its maneuver. And if for some reason Eagle cannot make the maneuver, Collins would do the exact same maneuver, only in reverse, so that Columbia would in effect begin a CSM active rendezvous with Eagle. As Eagle went over the hill on the 25th revolution, the velocity was being measured at 5,410 feet per second. Eagle's weight, somewhat lighter than when it started out, in excess of 32,000 pounds. It's now shrunk to some 5,885 pounds. Some 39 minutes, 20 seconds away from acquisition of Columbia. 41 minutes, 45 seconds from acquisition of Eagle, as the two vehicles come around on the 26th lunar revolution. The crew will likely describe how the CSI burn went, which is some 5 minutes away from this point. And at 125 hours, 14 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.